hold. I want to lay hands on you. I want to touch you. This is Prophet Patricia Moore from Dallas, Texas, and I am hearing this today at 12 o'clock high noon today at Apostle James Broadneck Ministries, the prayer tower behind the big lot. That's at 109 Texas Avenue in the city of Alexander, Louisiana. You need to meet me. We got time for one more caller. One more caller. I want to speak, glory to God, into your life. 972-472-2896.
Hello?
God bless you.
Hello? Hey, I'm calling for prayer.
My God, where are you calling from, dear?
Marksville, Louisiana.
Marksville, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I speak into this woman of God's life, God, that you would give her not just a miracle breakthrough, that you would increase her funds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Hey,
we find this circle and that cycle of more money going out than money coming in. God, to increase in every area of her life, spiritually, naturally, and financially. This day, in Jesus' name we pray. And it will so. And amen. Leave me till 7:30, baby. I want to put something in your hands, okay? All right. God bless. Well, my goodness. This is the Pastor Patricia Moore from Dallas, Texas. I am live here in your city, 12 o'clock high noon. You can meet me at 7:30 tonight at 109 Texas Avenue in the city of Alexander, Louisiana, at Apostle James Broadneck Ministries, the prayer tower over behind the big lot. You know where that is. Well, our time, I believe, is now up. The prayer lines will still be open. You can continue to dial this number at 972-497-2893. Even after we go off the radio air, you can dial this number, 972-497-2893. I want to pray for you today.
You have just enjoyed another Master Key program with Apostle Broadnecks. Write to Apostle Broadnecks at P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. You can visit us on the web at www.apostlebroadnecks.org. We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Tell your friends about us and share in the unity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
You got to pray. You see, this is an area here that could be hindering your blessing, because prayer is a place where you receive divine instructions. Prayer is a place of download, where God downloads his will into your spirit. Now you know what to do. Sometimes you don't know what to do. You spend some time praying. God revealed his will. He download. He give you the instructions. So if you don't ever pray, if you don't pray regularly, then you're not going to hear enough to be accurate in your decision-making. You'll be making decisions based on your own desire, which could be wrong, could be right. It's a chance. It's like shooting dice. But you need to pray. Okay? All right, number three. How about your worship and praise life? How you doing in that area? Everybody know we should praise God continually. How many of y'all know Psalm 34:1? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall what? Continually be. His praise shall how often?
Continually.
His praise is where? Continually in your mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So your praise life is very important. Because if you don't develop an attitude of praise and worship, then the devil will target you with murmuring, complaining, fault finding, and you'll never be satisfied with anything if you don't learn how to praise God through the good times and the bad. How many know we all experts at good time praise? How many of y'all can praise God when you got a pocket full of money? How many can praise God when you're feeling good? Hallelujah. How many can praise God when everything going your way? All right, what if a curveball come? Somebody throw you a knuckleball. Can you praise God when things are not going good? That's a real test of your character. Can you praise God when it's not going your way? Amen. So his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hebrews 13:15 says, I will offer unto him the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of my lips, giving thanks unto his name. So praise also involves thanksgiving. How are you in the thanksgiving department? Have you been thankful? Are you thanking God? How are you doing in praise? Did you praise God today? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Okay, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. How many times you praise today? Did you praise him today? Did you thank him today? Did you thank him for your blessing? Amen. Did you have a grateful heart today? See, these things are really important. Because Satan will always try to get you on the negative side of life. Y'all remember Papa Ron said that 86% of the people have a negative mindset. And that's what we confront every day. People that are negative. People that are not believing God. You got a lot of people out there that is ungrateful, unthankful. And the Bible says that's a sign of the last days, is that people will be unthankful and unholy. The Bible talks about scoffers in the last day. That's people that just criticize, find fault with everything. They ain't satisfied with nothing. How's your praise life? Are you praising God? Amen. Do you continually give glory to God? Well, if you're not giving glory to God, your faith is running about 50%. Because part of your faith is giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he promised he's able to do. You're not seeing the unseen when you're not giving glory. How's your praise life? I just want to know if you're praising him. Do you live in an attitude of praise? Are you thankful? Do you have an appreciative, grateful heart? Do you murmur and complain about the situation and circumstance of life more than you praise and thank God? That's a good test right there. Do you complain and murmur more than you praise God? Actually, the Bible says that we shouldn't murmur at all. Not if we're trusting God to make a difference in our life. Amen. Get your praise in order. Tell your neighbors, get your praise in order. Tell your neighbors, get your shout back. You see, when you get on the negative side of life, you lose your shout. That's one way you can tell if your praise is out of order, because you ain't got no shout. You got to keep your shout. We ought to be able to praise God no matter what we're going through. I may be hurting on the inside, but I can still praise God. Amen. And if I know if I praise God, then God going to come to my rescue, because he inhabits the praises of his people. God will come and get right involved in my situation. All right, number four, how's your love walk? So I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm putting you in remembrance. You're supposed to walk in love. That's a commandment. That's not if you want to. That's not an option. That's not a suggestion. That's not a recommendation. That is a commandment. We are commanded to love each other. Just like we got 10 commandments on the wall out there. Let me tell you, this is a new covenant commandment here. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love each other like I loved you. That's a command from the master, from the commander in chief. Love is the royal law. It has to be genuine. The Bible says, let love be without hypocrisy. The Bible says, don't let us love in tongue, but in deed and in truth, not in word only. So just telling somebody you love them is not love at all. That's a part of it, but that's not the whole gambit. Love is an action. So we have to love each other. Love and holiness go hand in hand. If you walk in love, you'll also walk in holiness, because the Bible says that Romans 13:8 says that love worketh no ill to its neighbor. So if you're walking in love, you're not trying to hurt anybody. You don't have a revenge spirit on you. Anybody come in with a revenge spirit on them? You got somebody you got to get them? You asking God to help you get them? You are believing God for wisdom on how to get them good, how to pay them back. I'm going to tell you, that's a wrong spirit. Your love walk is important. This is one of those areas that will block the blessing. Your blessing will be blocked if you don't walk in love. You have to work on your love walk, because I'm going to tell you, you'll be tested in this area. Every time I teach on walk in love, we have more opportunity for you to get in strife with somebody. People rub you the wrong way. Most of the time when you're hearing on walking in love is when you have your greatest challenges to love others. How's your love walk? Do you have any strife in your heart? Are you bitter? Do you have ill will towards somebody? You know, you just can't stand them. If somebody told you they got hit by a truck, you'd rejoice. You'd be praising God. Well, you know, there's people that's like that. When they hear something, like they have an enemy. When they hear something bad, they say, well, that's good for them. You got anybody in your life that you, if something bad happened to them, you say, that's good for them. I knew it was coming. That tell me you wasn't praying for them. And Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Didn't he? All right. Do you have any unforgiveness? Are you holding a grudge in your heart towards any person? Do you hate or despise anyone? Are you walking in disobedience in this area? You have to keep your heart and your conscience clean. You got to stay clean. You got to walk in love. How's your love walk? Who had a challenge in their love walk today? Let me see your hand. Just a few of y'all. Well, just keep living. Because this is Jesus' number one command in the new covenant, believe me, the devil will come after you in this area to keep you from obeying that command. You're commanded to love. It's not people that treat you nice that we have problem loving. It's people that cross you, people that betray you, people that use you, people that do those kind of things is the ones you have to keep your heart straight with. Everybody keep your heart straight. Praise God. How's your love walk? Keep your heart clean. All right, number five, your character and your morals. What kind of fruit are you producing? Galatians 5:22 tells you the right kind of fruit. Galatians 5:19-21 tell you the wrong kind of fruit. The Bible says in Romans 14:16, avoid all appearance of evil. Avoid all appearance of evil. If it look wrong, stop it. How's your morals? Do you have good morals? If you're single, are you keeping yourself pure? Are your morals sound? Do you compromise your values? What is your predominant character trait? Are you angry all the time? Are you hostile? Are you depressed? Are you joyous? Are you gentle? Are you harsh? Are you quick-tempered? Are you patient? Are you judgmental and critical or merciful? Are you easily agitated or easy going and long-suffering? You know, when somebody looks at your life, what flavor do they get from your life? Are you bearing the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Do you have good morals? That means you don't steal. It means that you're honest. It means that you're not fornicating or committing adultery. Means, you know, you have integrity. How's your character? What do you do when nobody's looking?